News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two leading Israeli rights organizations have said Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza constitutes genocide against the Palestinian population, and the country's Western allies have a legal and moral duty to stop it. It comes as Britain has announced that it will recognize the state of Palestine in September in the absence of a prolonged ceasefire. A little earlier, I spoke to one of those organizations, Bethlehem, and I started by asking their international outreach director, Sarit Michael, why they've taken this position, and more importantly, why now?
So B'Tselem arrived at this position, or has taken this position, because we are now convinced that Israel is committing genocide. And the moment one becomes convinced of this shocking fact, we have an obligation to speak out. We have an obligation to demand that anyone takes all legal action to end this, and we have an obligation to stand by the victims, the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. It's taken us a long time to reach this report that we issued yesterday, because we were working not just on the analysis of what's going on the ground in Gaza and connecting that to what Israeli leaders, both political leaders and military leaders, have said, and showing how there is just simply no difference between Israeli statements and the consequences, the catastrophic consequences, but also because as an Israeli organization, an organization that is based in Israel that includes both Israeli and Palestinian staffers, we wanted to also understand what our contribution to this discussion can be. And that was, the realization that we can talk about the root causes of this genocide, about the horrific trigger that led to the genocide, Hamas atrocities of October 7th, and we have a very strong call internationally to end, for the international community to get Israel to end it.
How widely held is your opinion in Israel? Because the impression we have is that Israeli media has a very particular take on what is happening, with a few notable exceptions. Do you think that there is a groundswell of support for the position that you have taken amongst the Israeli population?
I think your impression is correct. I don't think there is a groundswell of support, although there is a certain movement within Israeli public opinion, and especially since the horrific images of Palestinians being starved by Israeli policies in Gaza and children dying of starvation in Gaza have begun to emerge, even in Israeli media, in very rare, occurrences. This movement within Israeli public opinion still hasn't, I think, reached the mainstream. The dominant discourse in our society is still a discourse that justifies almost everything Israel is doing, not everything. I mean, I would like to be fair to Israelis. It claims that security and the need to protect ourselves from Hamas and to prevent another horror like October 7th justifies these actions. This is still the dominant discourse. There is also extreme government gaslighting and denial of this, and we are working very hard internally within our society in order to counter that.
There's obviously various degrees of support for Palestine and for the Palestinian people. The vast majority of Irish people are very much opposed to what happened on October the 7th, but also opposed to the images and the control with which the Israelis are now holding the Gaza Strip. But in your country, your voice is very much in the minority. We are accused sometimes of, when we are criticising the Israeli government, of being anti-Semitic. Could they possibly accuse you of anti-Semitism as well?
Well, I mean, I think stranger things have happened in our context, but generally what we're accused of, and this is obviously the full gamut, it could be that we're just traitors, it could be an accusation that we're just self-hating Jews, or that we're naive. But I think that at the moment within our society, things have become so extreme and government repression is so intense that almost anyone who says anything critical, even if it's not a position like B'Tselem, which is considered still quite radical within Israeli society, is slammed and smeared both by official Israelis and also on social media. This is simply the reality in our society. And we reject any claim that criticism of Israel's conduct and of the devastating consequences of Israeli policies in terms of the horror, you know, the horrific loss of life of Palestinians, the starvation, the razing of entire cities in Gaza, criticizing that is not anti-Semitism. And at the same time, B'Tselem's position has always been for the past 22 months that the terrible atrocities perpetrated by Hamas are absolutely shocking and condemnable, but they cannot justify the degree of atrocities that we are now perpetrating in Gaza. And I think that this is both the correct moral position, but also simply just a basic human position, wanting to protect the rights of civilians, of human beings on both sides, demanding that humanity is preserved. And genocide is the exact opposite of this. Genocide is a total loss of humanity.
Finally, Sarah, can I just ask you what you think the end game is here? Why has the Israeli government under Benjamin Netanyahu pursued this policy? What do you think he is hoping to achieve? And what do you think will happen to the Palestinian people if we continue as we have continued for the last few weeks?
Well, so the first thing I have to say is that our report also warns that the Israeli regime, which is now a genocidal regime, has the potential, given a certain the right sort of trigger, such as October 7th, to perpetrate these kinds of policies in other places that where Israel controls Palestinians, because Palestinians have no protection currently. There is no mechanism that is protecting Palestinians in the West Bank and in other places under Israel's control. So this is a very grave and stark warning that we provide in our report. But I think in terms of trying to analyze what Israel's end game is, I mean, all we can do is look at what Israel is doing on the ground. Israel has currently devastated any means that are necessary for human survival in the Gaza Strip. It's slowly but surely concentrating the entire population of Gaza in smaller and smaller areas while bombarding them, while starving them. There is simply no feasible additional explanation other than that the aim of destroying all of Palestinian society in Gaza. Now, does Israel want to put pressure on Gazans to all leave? Or is there a different plan? I think from our perspective, the point is that what is happening on the ground at the moment has to stop. The international community and Western leaders have an obligation to end it. And for as long as they're not taking actual concrete effective action that will get Israeli policymakers to change course, they also share responsibility for these horrors.
Sarit Michael from the International Outreach Director with B'Tselem, speaking to me a little.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.